Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, Batman and Lois Lane pursue the clue of the taxi driver and run head-on into trouble. We'll join them in a moment. But first, here's our good friend, Dan McCullough.
You know, gang, I was passing the school in our neighborhood this morning, just about recess time, and I met up with a couple of kids who are really going to town collecting that new second series of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. They got a swell start on collecting all 18 different buttons. Right then, they were swapping duplicates with each other. One young fella had two Superman buttons, and the other had two of Maggie. Each one needed the button that the other had two of to add to his collection. Yes, sir, it's mighty exciting fun to compare notes with your pals and see who has the most different Pep comic buttons. And it's mighty smart to wear all your comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap, where they really show off. Actually, you're not in the swing unless you're collecting these thrilling prizes. You're missing out on a load of fun, so better get going on your collection. Ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get these comic buttons, you know. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop. You just look inside the Pep package for your exciting prize. Get your comic buttons from Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek and Omaha. Now, the adventures of Superman.
What began as an innocent April Fool's joke on Clark Kent has turned into grim reality. In Kent's apartment, Private Detective Tandy Myers was guarding $20,000 in cash, which had been used in the hoax, when two masked men armed with guns entered. Tandy was shot, and when Kent and the famous Batman arrived a short time later, both Tandy and the money were missing. A neighbor said he had seen a young man answering Tandy's description being carried away by two other men, one of whom wore brown leather puttees. Suspecting that the man wearing the puttees might be a taxi driver, Batman left to pick up Lois Lane and make a check of all cab drivers. As we continue now, it is 1 o'clock in the morning. Batman and Lois Lane are in the vehicle bureau at police headquarters examining the photographs of the city's cab drivers. Listen.
We must have gone through 200 of these photographs, Batman. I never knew there were so many cab drivers in Metropolis.
Yeah, there are 15,000 all told.
Good heavens, you mean we have to look through 15,000 photographs?
We may find our man before that. You said you remembered what he looked like.
Oh, yes, he was thin and wiry with red hair and a little mustache. And his eyebrows were straight. I remembered that distinctly. Do you really think he had something to do with Candy's disappearance?
My hunch says so. You and Candy and I hatched the idea of planning the $20,000 in Kent's apartment while we were in a taxi cab yesterday afternoon, remember?
Yes.
Well, one of the men who carried Candy from Kent's apartment was a cab driver. So, hey, wait a minute.
What?
This photograph.
Let's see it.
No, it's a false alarm. Description says this fellow has black hair and a mustache.
Also, our driver's head was flatter than that.
Ah, your reporter's eye comes in handy. Well, keep going. I certainly wish Robin were at Alphys. He would pick this week to visit a friend.
Here he is.
Our driver?
Yes. Look, see the description? Hair and mustache red.
Uh-huh.
But I recognize him without the description. You see how his eyebrows go straight across his brow? And how his face hollows in under his cheekbones?
Well, I didn't notice yesterday, but if you're sure...
I'm positive this is the man who drove us.
Okay, let's see. His name is Fred Johnson.
But there's no address.
And the card said he drives for Metropolis Taxi Company. Come on.
Where?
The Metropolis Taxi Company, of course. They'll tell us where to find him.
Oh.
We can cut through the teletype room. Step on him, Miss Lane. My hunch is right. We're on our way.
Driver's name is Fred Johnson, you say?
That's right.
Well, I'll look at our driver's file.
It's awfully kind of you.
That's all right. See, James Jackson, Jacobson. Here we are, Fred Johnson.
If you'll just give us his address.
And tell us whether he's driving his cab tonight.
Well, this file will have everything. Now, let me see. He's driving days this week, so he's probably home now. Here's his address, 959 Quarry Road. Let's cross the river.
Yes, I know where it is, and thanks very much. Come on, Miss Lane.
Yes. Thanks, Lowe.
You're welcome.
Well, we can drive to Quarry Road in half an hour. Come on, hop in the car. That little bungalow just ahead must be 959.
Dutch.
Come on, Miss Lane.
Dark and deserted out here, isn't it?
This is practically the end of the city. Now, let's go and try not to make any noise. I want to scout around a bit first.
Look, Batman, if your hunch works out, we might be in trouble. There are just the two of us, and I'm afraid I wouldn't be much help in a fight.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Here's the house. Quiet now. I want to go around to the wood, around to the rear, where that lighted window is.
It's so dark, I'm afraid I'll stumble.
Oh, hang on to my arm. We've had one break so far.
What's that?
Mr. Johnson doesn't seem to have a dog. Easy now, easy. Here we are. And the window shade isn't quite all the way down. Let's have a look.
Look.
There's Johnson. And three other rough-looking characters.
Oh, look, that man.
Quiet, Miss Lane, quiet.
Yes, but look on the table.
I see it.
Yes, into the banknotes. And look, the two green and white bands that the money was wrapped in.
That's our $20,000, all right. Come on.
What are you going to do? You can't go in there alone.
Now, listen. Andy may be in the house somewhere.
I know. We've got to get the police.
You go to the phone in the house and call them. And now, hey, wait, wait.
What's the matter?
Listen.
What?
Hear that?
Yes, it sounds like someone groaning. Batman, maybe it's Candy.
That's what I think. I'll see if I can get one of these basement windows open. You go.
Who's there?
Oh, they heard us.
Oh, dear.
Who's there out there? Someone's around the back of the house.
Here they come.
What do we do?
You run to a car.
You?
Never mind about me. Run now. The keys are there. Drive to the nearest phone, not the corner house. Now run.
All right, but be careful, Batman.
I hear him. Bye-bye.
Into the basement. Andy. Is that you? Andy. Oh, I see you. Well, thank heavens you're alive.
Where'd they go? I don't know. Hey, there goes. I heard a guy.
Just a second. Get this gag off you.
Batman.
Now, take it easy. Now, get these ropes off. You're in a jiffy. And knots aren't very tight.
I've been working on it.
Kent and I thought you'd been shot.
Yeah, I was, but it was just a scalp wound.
Hey, look here. This window's open.
Better hurry, Joe. They'll be with us in a minute.
I'll have you three in another shake.
Yeah. Hey, Daisy. Turn the basement light on.
You hear that, Batman? They turn the light on, we're dead ducks. They've all got guns.
So what? There you are. Can you get up?
Can I? Oh, boy. Hey, the light.
There they are.
Hit the ground, Candy. I'll break the bolt.
Come on, Chuck. Hank, let's go.
Here they come.
There's only three. No, there's four of them. Stay in the center of the basement where the light's out.
Okay.
Come and get it, you rats.
Come on.
Let her have it. Come on. Get it.
My calling card.
Come on.
Cut on that snout hole.
Not that knife.
You won't.
Oh, take right. It's not my size.
Oh. How you doing, Candy?
Fine. Come on. I can't see much.
All right.
That fella got the chin.
Oh, only two left, Batman.
You mean only one.
This fellow's done
for. Oh, nice go. Let's get the last one now.
Here he is.
Well, Mr. Johnson himself, who was going to dump me in the river tonight.
Yes.
Let my friends and the cops think I swiped the 20 grand.
No.
Stay away, Batman. This baby is my dish.
Let go.
I'll let go when I change your ugly face. Hey, who's shining the flashlight?
On the stairs there. Great Jupiter.
Okay, Mr. Myers. That'll be all for you. Tell your friend to lift his hands. And you too.
But
the same hand gets a bullet.
Hey, he's got Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Stand still, sister. Come on up with your hands, punks, and quick or this gun goes off.
I guess he's got us, Batman.
I'm afraid so, Candy.
Okay, Fred, get your gun. We'll finish these wise guys for
Helpless, Batman and Candy stand with arms upraised as the man across the basement, holding Lois Lane by one arm, levels a pistol at them. This looks like the end. But is it? We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of our story. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, a certain young lady registered a complaint with me the other day. Yeah, said I've been neglecting the girls when I talk about that swell new second series of comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. We have just as much fun as the boys do, she said, wearing those smart-looking buttons on our jacket or dress and collecting all the different comic strip characters. And you know, she's right. Sure, all the gang gets a big kick out of this new second series of Pep comic buttons. You know, each one has a true-to-life picture of one of your favorite funny sheet friends, like Andy Gump and Popeye and Jigs and Superman, of course. They're all done up on white enamel, sturdy metal buttons that are so doggone slick-looking that, well, they're really on the beam. And you'll be on the beam, too, when you get going on your collection. So hop to it. Today, ask Mom to get you several packages of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop. you just look inside the pet package for your nifty-looking comic button. There's a prize for you in every package of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the basement of the bungalow, Batman and Candy Myers stand helpless, arms upraised, as Fred Johnson, the taxi driver, points his gun at them. And his henchman, 20 feet away, pushes Lois Lane toward Batman and Candy, and then advances with his own gun leveled.
Okay, Myers, here's where you get it.
No, don't.
Shut up, sister. You butt it in, so you're getting it, too. And the guy in the masquerade costume.
Now, listen, you can't shoot us.
No good ones,
no. What's this, sister? You ready, Harry?
Yeah, sure.
Then let him have it.
Gun, please.
Thank you.
Superman.
Looks as if I got here just in time.
Superman.
Hiya, chum.
Hey, stay where you are, Johnson. We've got unfinished business.
Now let go.
I'll let go like this.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'll take care of this character.
Oh, Superman. I thought that...
Relax, Miss Lane. It's all over.
Come along, mister. Oh, that was a close call, Superman. Many thanks.
You're welcome, Batman. And thank you. Well, it looks as if you had the right idea all along.
Yes, but I needed your touchdown play. Say, tell me, how'd you trace us here?
Oh, I checked with the taxi companies, discovered what you had, and hopped the trolley car out here.
Yeah, some trolley car. Baby, I was never so glad to see anyone in all my life.
And listen, hear me. One and all, the next time Candy Myers gets mixed up in a practical joke, somebody give him a good kick in the pants. Please, all right?
Depends on what suit you're wearing. Well, all's well that ends well. Even a joke.
Right.
Except for Mr. Johnson here and his playmates. They didn't know the joke was over.
And so another Superman adventure has been brought to a close. And we're quite sure that Candy Myers voiced the sentiments of all his friends when he stated that practical jokes were unhealthy. Gang, tomorrow we're starting a brand new story. A different kind of story. One we honestly believe will be the most exciting adventure Superman has ever taken part in. We promise that you'll thrill to every minute of it. And we urge you to be sure to listen tomorrow. And tell all your friends to listen when we begin the greatest story of Superman's career. The fight against our country's most powerful menace. A menace worse than atomic bombs. So don't fail to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station, for the further adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, if you've ever had a race with your dog, you know how much he enjoys running and jumping. Now, dogs are like people. To keep their muscles strong, they have to eat right. So if you want to help your dog to stay in the groove, to have strong bones and teeth and muscles, just mix Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food in with the scraps of meat and fat you give him. There are three kinds of Grow Pup, all with a grand meaty flavor. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. Ask your mother to feed your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup regularly. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.